As thousands of people around the country gather to demand more just economic policies, the often hidden faces of the financial crisis are now in the spotlight. They call themselves the 99% of the country that are still struggling to make ends meet. In East Oakland, when you're part of that 99%, you can end up turning to what people call the street economy. It ranges from selling CDs out of your car to braiding hair at bus stops, but the underground marketplace can be a slippery slope to illegal activity, like selling guns, drugs, and sex. Decades ago, several motels opened up shop in the East Oakland neighborhood of San Antonio, and the motel's steady stream of clientele included pimps. Sex trafficking is now a rampant problem in Oakland, as we found out last year in this investigative report produced by Youth Radio.
I'd wake up at 5. I'd be outside by like 5:30. And then I won't be able to come back inside until like 2 o'clock in the morning.
You honestly have to believe that they are more than a girl on the corner. You know, they're somebody's daughter, somebody's niece. These girls are victims, and they're being sold out there. Some people are standing on the corner selling fruit. Why other people are standing on the same corner selling a girl?
Since that story aired, parents and advocates in the neighborhood have continued their fight against pimps who target their young daughters. Youth Radio's Denise Tejada brings us this follow-up report.
Over the last year, parents and advocates in the San Antonio neighborhood became active when they realized pimps were targeting their middle school girls.
We are here at Roosevelt Middle School.
That's Nuwan Lee. She is the program coordinator for Bonte Saray, a group that works with neighborhood girls to build self-esteem and to teach them how to avoid being recruited by pimps. School district officials say it's hard to prevent because the pimps just look like regular guys.
It happens at the bus stops, it happens in front of homes, and it happens in front of schools. Not too long ago, one of the girls who attends our after-school programs called me, and she was really, really distraught. She was like, Nuwan, I can't believe this just happened. A pimp just tried to recruit me, and he actually picked me up in his car.
Lee says the average age that girls get recruited into trafficking in the U.S. is 12 years old. People often think girls end up being trafficked because they were kidnapped, but many times it can start with a seduction or even a relationship. So Lee encourages families to have frank conversations early about dating and sex.
Yeah, it's awkward talking to your parents about sex, right? A common response for parents is to try to shut their children away from seeing this. But the reality is it's so visible and it's so prevalent that we can't do that.
It's so prevalent. The families can look outside their windows and see pimps.
See the corner over here, see that corner there. Pimps are coming down here. What happened to that?
Reynaldo and Jody Terrazas raised two girls in this neighborhood. They live a block from the National Lodge Motel that the community has been fighting for years, saying pimps run their business from it. From their living room, the Terrazas also have a view of International Boulevard, where girls, some barely teenagers, stand on the corners.
Little girls, you bet. Very skinny. They're probably weigh 100 pounds, maybe 115 pounds. Some of them look very confident and bold about what they're doing. And then there's other times they look like they're trying to get away, to hide, that they don't want to be here.
Hello.
When you walk up to the National Lodge Motel, you have to be buzzed in. I'm greeted by a small woman sitting behind a thick glass window, like a bank teller. She wouldn't answer any of my questions, so I called the office later and talked to Rita Patel, who is part of the family that owns the motel. Her response to neighbors' fears about sexual exploitation of minors?
No, we don't accept prostitutes here.
You don't at all?
No, we don't.
Since we started pushing, the city attorney filed a lawsuit against this motel.
That's Andy Nelson, Deputy Director for Organizing and Public Policy at East Bay Youth Center. He's pleased that the city of Oakland has officially joined the fight and is suing to shut down the National Lodge Motel for allowing prostitution and sexual exploitation of minors.
Since we started pushing, there were a couple more officers who were assigned here, and there's been a lot more willingness to talk to us and to try to, you know, work collaboratively. The concern is, you know, what would happen if we stopped pushing?
That pushing includes marches, rallies, and meetings with the mayor, the city council, and the police. Andy Nelson's motivation to keep pushing? His 4-year-old daughter.
As she gets older, it's going to be challenging, you know. But every time I see a young girl out there, you know, I see my daughter.
Until recently, Nelson says a lot of neighborhood parents felt there was nothing that could be done to stop sex trafficking. He says getting rid of the National Lodge Motel is not going to solve the problem, but it would be a big accomplishment. Nelson and others won't give up the idea that Oakland's San Antonio neighborhood can be a good place to raise kids. For Cross Currents, I'm Denise Tejada.